Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, App Podcast, Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com, where you can click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. And while you're there, please check out the articles and podcasts, which are updated daily. So many great articles and podcasts up on AmericaOutLoud.com, including our full archive of shows. So please go check that out. We hope you all had a great weekend. There's a lot to talk about. I want to start off with talking about our biggest domestic threat or foreign threat. It's got to be the People's Republic of China. We know that they've been stealing our information. We know that they're in Hollywood. We know that they're buying land. China is just racking up the aggressive offenses against the United States of America, even threats of shooting down Speaker Pelosi's plane if she visits there on her trip to Asia. So China is feeling emboldened. They sense the weak leadership of Joe Biden, who had a call with President Xi just last week. And Biden claims that he called them out on their human rights violations, among other things. But once that came out, the Chinese press and Chinese government disputed that and said Biden's lying. He never called them out on anything. And this is exactly what happened in Saudi Arabia. And I hate to say it, but I believe these dictators that Biden was lying. I don't think he's got the stones to call out these leaders face to face, particularly in Saudi Arabia's case when he was begging them for oil. I don't think he's going to try and confront them in that very same conversation. And we all know that Joe is bought from China. China has given his son, Hunter Biden, millions and millions of dollars. So I am convinced that Joe Biden is working on China's team. He's a China operative, and that's what we're stuck with as our president of the United States. Rob, how are you doing tonight? And I hope you had a great weekend as well.
I had a great weekend, but I want to ask you that something that's really pressing on my mind, more important than all of this stuff, is did you win a $1 billion lottery? Because someone in Illinois got the ticket.
Yeah, you saw that.
Yeah. So, Andrew, come on, you confess up. Did you win that jackpot?
Unfortunately, it was not me. I did buy a couple tickets because normally I don't buy lotto tickets, but it's like, shoot, for $1 billion, I'll give it a shot here. But it did not go well.
Man, I was hoping that you got it.
Distance away from me. Yeah.
I was hoping that you got it so that you could probably go in and buy up some TV or radio station and put the truth out there because, man, like you in your opening, the media is not going to hold this administration accountable. We need some deep pocket people to go in and buy up a lot of these media organizations and put the truth out there. Because what's missing out there in the public square is the truth. We're not going to get it from Twitter because Twitter will censor everything. Facebook, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine about Facebook or Meta. Why is everyone putting this guy Zuckerberg up on this pedestal as being some great innovator? He stole the secrets to Facebook. He stole it. He's a common thief. So why he's getting all these accolades that he's so smart, he's this, he's that. I remember earlier on in his career, he would walk around in a t-shirt and jeans. He even visited the White House, I think, once with Obama with t-shirts and jeans. And people were saying, oh, is he going to put on a suit? The guy's nothing but a two-bit thief. Well, he's not a two-bit thief. He's a billion-dollar thief. But we know that his platform, he's not going to hold people accountable. And yes, his platform is addictive. Yes, his platform has aged and people have moved on. And guess where they've moved on to? TikTok. 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 I have to admit, it's a terrific platform. I don't ascribe to it. I don't have it because I think that it's dangerous. And when Trump tried to stop it from being here in America, of course, the left bitched, moaned, and screamed, and even some on the right, completely unaware of the inherent danger. And there are some folks on the right, not some, but a lot of folks on the right, Andrew, that use TikTok. It's great innovation. And I do believe they probably stole some of our intellectual properties to put it together. And a majority of the base, their data that they hold, sits in China. And we're now hearing that Oracle, they're saying, we're going to put the U.S. data here in the U.S. Don't believe it, because China will still have his hands on it. And look at how willing people are to give up their information. Well, I'm not giving up a lot of my information. I'm just giving up my name, my address, my date of birth. You're giving up what? My name, my address, my date of birth. Oh, okay. And then every so often you have to update that, right? But your name, your address, and your date of birth. Now, let's see here. You can change your date of your address, because you'll probably move within your lifetime, but your date of birth doesn't change and your name doesn't change. So you just gave these folks an intro into your world and you're thinking nothing about it. And a lot of these people are the people that are saying, oh, China's no good. Oh, China, China, China. But you just gave them a footprint into your life. Americans. And for what? For pleasure, for entertainment, so that you can make a 3-minute video looking crazy or doing something comical. And no one sees a problem with this, Andrew. But when Trump tried to limit it, he's just trying to be a dictator. He's trying to take away our rights. He doesn't want us to have fun. But you look around you and you look at China's footprint. As you said, Xi or whatever you want to call himself, is threatening to shoot down Nancy Pelosi's plane if she goes to Taiwan.
Might sound kind of harsh, but I'm not sure anything of value would be lost.
No, not at all. And it's not harsh at all, Andrew. I mean, maybe they can make a TikTok video of it happening. And here's another thing. Why would she even announce she's going there? Is there something behind all this? Because usually, let's look at Ukraine. Look at the people that have gone to Ukraine. They didn't tell us they were going. Half of the time, the next thing we know, oh, this person is there. Or they were gone and they left and we would see the video. And look at all the celebrities that are going to Ukraine to meet Zelensky. Now, if you look back at our shows, we said earlier on that this guy, this is what a leader is. He's standing up to Russia. But as the situation started to evolve, we called him out and said, wait a minute. Why haven't they, not for nothing, why is he still alive and they're killing the people there? Is he even in Ukraine? Because Putin could have very easily put some firepower on him and just like done away with him, cut the head off. Now, I'm not promoting that, but when you look at these things, that's what you want to do so that you can just eradicate it. He's trying to take over the country. What better way than take over the country than to remove the leader? Then the country falls. What have they been waiting on? But look at all the celebrities that are there. Ben Stiller was there the other day. Going inside what seems to be a palace, it was really nice, nicely put together, shaking his hand and saying, oh, I'm so glad to be here. Oh, what is the purpose behind it? Ben Stiller there, what does that bring to the table? Uh-huh. All these other folks that are going there, celebrities, what does it bring to the table?
And when these celebrities meet him, I heard Ben Stiller say it. It's like hero worship. They're like, oh, you're my hero. It's like, what? For what? I mean, what's this guy really done? I mean, he's hid from Russia, letting his own citizens get slaughtered. Other than that, what's he done that makes him a hero? I just don't get it.
Well, I'll tell you what he's done. He's managed to take a lot of American money, billions of dollars.
That's for
what
sure.
What is he going to do with the money? And then the wife, she comes to the United States, probably dressed in Chanel, Dolce & Gabbana. And she's saying, oh, we need more. We need more ships. We need more this. We need more that. We need more airplanes. Now, remember back in March, they were saying, if you give us the airplanes, we will survive. If you don't give us the airplane, it's over. Well, we never gave it to them from what I could see, and they're still hanging on. What are they doing with all of the money? And then Vanity Fair sends Annie Leibovitz, a renowned photographer who's had tax problems, who's done a lot of other shady things, there to take pictures of it, to put it in Vanity Fair, while the people are suffering. Does that sound familiar? Look at the United States. They're trying to redefine recession. It's two quarters of no growth. Oh, no, that's just what you're saying. You know, it's more deeper than that. You've got to look through the details. You know, it's not as simple as that. It's more complex. And you have economists that are coming out saying the exact same thing. But a few years ago, Bill Clinton defined it as two consecutive quarters of no growth. I took economics in college. That's what I was told. In high school, I was told that. What changed? I'll tell you what changed. They're deceiving the American people. And if we sit around like sheeples and accept it, then we be damned. Because that's what's happening. They are lying and they're cheating. They said that Trump was lying for 4 years. He wasn't lying. He was speaking truth to power. Everything that he said would happen if the Democrats took control is happening. Everything they said would happen under him did not happen. The country prospered under Trump. We were respected. North Korea, Rocket Man stayed in his little cave, making little empty threats. China was at bay. They did not like Trump. They hated the fact that Trump said, wait a minute, you're going to steal our intellectual property? Or we're going to put tariffs on those solar panels that you're selling to the United States that these energy freaks are trying to get people to buy. You're supporting China. Trump said, look at the gas prices. It will go up. It's happening. Trump said they would lie, and they're lying. Trump said the media is the enemy of the people and that they're fake news. It is true. Tell me that I'm wrong. Everything that Trump said is right. Biden, Hunter Biden, liars, thieves, thieves in the temple. And we're sitting by and we're allowing it to happen. So why would we believe anything that Biden says about his readout with China? Why would we believe anything that he said about the readout that came out on Saudi Arabia? He went to Saudi Arabia on bended knee, begging for them to put out more oil. And now that the NOB is having a golf tournament at Bestminster at Trump's golf house, they're all mad. Well, why are you mad? You got the PGA to pull it. And why? Oh, well, because of insurrection. What insurrection? The insurrection took place during the summer and spring of 2020 and 2021. That was the insurrection. The insurrection is taking place now with this fake January 6th hearings. And I'm trying to keep an American from running for the presidency because they don't like him, because they know that he's going to get rid of all this wokeism, because they know that he will make America great again. That he will not allow China to take over. He will not allow these trans people to take over and to indoctrinate our children and turn our children into zombies, into little Frankensteins. He will not allow it. He will make certain that our school system is teaching education so that our kids can perform on the world stage against China. But the folks that are there now, they seek to destroy the country. Look at our military. Are we prepared? Absolutely not. We can't even meet our numbers for recruitment. No one wants to go into the military. And why is that? Why would you want to when you're going to be told or fed a steady diet that you are evil? If you're a white man, you're bad. You're toxic. You need to put on a dress. You need to put on nail polish. You need to change your gender. And people look at this and say, oh, it's funny. That's not going to happen. Well, how do you know that it's not going to happen? You don't know it's not going to happen because you're being fed a diet of make-believe, suspended imagination. You're told that, oh, this is, you're worried about too much. They're assuring you on TV, we can't meet our recruitment numbers. People in the military are retiring. Our law enforcement people are retiring because they're sick of the wokeness. But you guys can't see that because you're thinking, no, we just want everyone to be accepted. Who is everyone? A minutia percent of the population, 1%? And then they're trying to change you to join them? There is no reason, absolutely no reason at all, Rachel Levine should be on Capitol Hill. There is no reason at all that Pete Buttigieg should be on Capitol Hill. He's an abject failure. He failed in South Bend, Indiana. He is failing with supply chain. He is failing with transportation. The only thing he's doing is trying to grow his little brood with more children, he and his partner. but they're telling you, oh no, we want to accept them. Oh, I accept him. I accept him for being a failure. But no one can see this. The media won't call it out. And Andrew, that is the reason why I was hoping that you were going to come on the show tonight and tell me that you had won the lottery. And I was going to say, hallelujah. He's a conservative name. Maybe now I can convince him to go in and buy companies and change the media, or buy into some companies and change the direction, put board members on that will agree with our politics and say, and not necessarily agree with our politics, but agree with playing common sense. I was hoping for that. Unfortunately, Andrew, it is not to be. So I guess I'll have to wait for the next $1 billion jackpot, Andrew.
Yeah, you and me both. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel Monday through Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
It's summertime. Ready for your vacation to the beach, the lake, or the mountains? But what about your accommodations? Ever wonder what germs were left behind by the previous guests? Kathy G. from Tulsa says the Genesis Fogger gives her peace of mind and confidence when traveling. With Genesis, she knows that the air and surfaces in her vacation rental are free of bacteria and viruses left behind by the previous occupants. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
All right, you've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the povidone iodine-based nasal spray Cofix RX. They talk about it because it's a product that actually works in combating colds, flus, and coronaviruses. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. It's simple. By attacking viruses where they incubate, you make it easier for your body to heal. Check out the Cofix RX banner ad on AmericaOutLoud.com and save 20%. By using promo code OUTLOUD.
People often ask me, Malcolm, how do we fight the corruption? Robert Frost has said it best, freedom lies in being bold. Well, for six incredible years, bold is America Out Loud. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Well, guys, we're still here because we know that Andrew didn't get the win the lottery ticket, the $1 billion lottery ticket. Someone in Illinois did win. Andrew's telling me that he did it. I better not find out later on that he won and see him on Fox News or CNN. Because if he did, I'm going to be really disappointed. And I didn't win either. I bought a ticket. I got to check my numbers to see if I won something, but did not win. You know, and if we did win, maybe I should make a TikTok video, you know, showing, oh, I won. I don't think so.
Yeah, I wish I was just stringing you guys along, and really I'm here Googling my new multi-million dollar mansion, but
exactly.
Unfortunately, that's not the case.
But hey, if you did win, what would be one of the first things you would do?
Oh, man, there's a lot of things I would do.
But number one priority, what do you think would be your number one priority?
Probably finding out where I want to spend the rest of my life to live. Nice location. Uh-huh. Then after that, I'd start looking around at toys, boats, cars, you know, things like that. If I won that much money, I mean, geez, you've just got generational wealth from winning that lotto. And it's crazy how they say a lot of these people who win the lotto end up broke. It's just, I guess, people who are used to not having any money, once they end up getting a ton of money, they just have no idea how to manage it. But I've always said, if I won $1 billion, there's no way I'm ending up broke. That just sounds like stupidity to me. How about you, Rob?
It is stupidity. I've known people who have won the lottery, not like billions of dollars, but I've known a few who have won like millions and they have squandered it. I've also known people who have, some of my clients in finance, who'd won the lottery and watched how they spent their money. And it was so just reckless. They would go out and buy a lot of cars, cars that they couldn't drive, a lot of houses. And you're thinking, like, why wouldn't you use that to build for the next generation? Buy a little something. And then there were people who would share with some of their friends and relatives. And then there were others who would get into these contested divorces. Oh, I'm going to leave you now. I'm this. And I think that what I would do is I would probably try to remain low key. A lot of people say, oh, I would continue working. Screw that. I would drop my job in a heartbeat. I used to think that way. But as I've gotten older, I'm like, nah, why do I need that? I could go out and create my own job, something that I want to do. And one of the things I would do, Andrew, would create a news organization that would be fair and accurate. Because we see a lot of them saying it now, and they're not that way. Go ahead, Andrew.
So if you did start this news organization that you wanted to be fair and accurate, one of your first choices would not be Chris Cuomo, like this fledgling newsbreak or whatever that he's going on for $1 million a year. It's like your network's already struggling and you want to pay Chris Cuomo $1 million a year. If that's not going to put him out of business, I don't know what will.
I'm glad you mentioned that. But I think what they're looking at is, I think we spoke about this in one of our other shows, that Dan Abrams, who's an attorney, and his dad is a pretty famous attorney, and they have a lot of pull in the industry because his dad has been a commentator. And if you Google his dad, I can't think of his name, he has been on a lot of high profile cases. So he probably looked at Chris and say, hey, he had good ratings on CNN. Why not bring him over? Because we're, as you said, we're fledgling. We're trying to create ourselves. People will forgive him. Let's bring him on. And he could possibly be good for business. I could see that. And maybe it could happen. But I think that if they were to take a look at us, Andrew, we would bring more people to the table that they're looking at. That is a reason why we keep telling you guys to put our names out there, share our podcast, because people aren't necessarily hearing what we're saying. And when they do, as soon as we get our footprints in, the news organizations that we're on or the media platforms will shut us down. Look at what Twitter did. YouTube recently kicked us off.
Right.
And speaking truth to power.
After the Cuomos have dealt with the Me Too movement and being canceled perhaps themselves in a lot of cases, perhaps for their attitude or how they treat women, do you think Chris Cuomo will go on this News Nation channel and be the same Chris Cuomo that he was on CNN? Or do you think maybe he'll feel more open to call out those on the left more often? Personally, I don't hold out any hope for him, but you would think he would have reached his boiling point to where he's had enough of these people.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I heard that during one of his shows, he was calling out the White House for some of their lies. He was even saying that the whole deal behind Jan 6 is a scam. But believe it or not, he said this, that the Congress is wasting its time on trying to prove that Trump did something wrong, but in actuality, he did it, which I thought was an about face. I'm like, wait a minute, he's actually saying this? But he's only saying it to draw in viewers, to get them to listen. Now, I didn't watch the show. I only heard about this, and I saw a clip, a snippet of it, that he's saying, oh, well, wait a minute. You know, the Congress, they're saying that Trump did this, but it didn't look good, but it wasn't a coup. That's not a coup. They didn't have guns. They didn't have this. And why were some of those police waving them in? Which is something that Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, and Jamie Raskin will not address. And then while we're speaking on it, Cassidy Hutchinson, I'm sure she's a TikTok kind of gal. Did you guys know that before she testified, she was all in Trump's camp? I mean, she was singing his praises. She was saying that the left, that they're misguided, that they're jealous, that they're mad, and that she is a Trumper. And even the day of the protest, she was walking around saying, oh yeah, I'm part of this. I'm part of this, I believe in this. And then to make fun, she called out Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger, and she said, I'm an insurrectionist. Now, again, an insurrection did not take place. She was just being facetious and poking fun of them. And she said this, I think, in a Twitter post. She might have said it on a TikTok post. But if you go back before Google and Twitter takes it down, you might be able to find it. But the Democrats, they've removed a lot of this information because they don't want you to see it. So the Republicans are saying, we want you to hold all of the records, keep the records, because when we come into power, we want those records. See, they're trying to whitewash all this, the Democrats. They're trying to make it seem as if though this girl, Cassidy Hutchinson, is a little darling, but she put her knives in Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger. But then when she realized that they were going to subpoena her to testify and to put power on her, see, folks, this is what happened in the real world. You will have government officials or even members of the law enforcement, attorneys, to put pressure on you to try to get you to, they call it flip. You're not really flipping. You're just changing your story to something that they want. How many times have we heard or did we hear when Trump was in office that they were going to put pressure on, what was the guy's name? Donald Trump Jr. Or put pressure on Trump that they were going to put his children in jail if he didn't resign from the office, and that he wouldn't want Don Jr. or Ivanka to be in jail. So they're going to pressure him. We heard this coming from the mainstream media, that they were going to put pressure on him so that he would resign from office by saying, we're going to put your children in jail. We've got the evidence. But they had no evidence, and Trump wasn't about to step down from the presidency. But they had you to believe it. CNN every night. Chris Cuomo was part of that. Don Lemon was part of it. Jim Sciutto was part of it. They will all come out and say, oh, they're going to put pressure. Anderson Cooper was part of it. MSNBC was part of it. Lawrence O'Donnell, Rachel Maddow, Joy Reid. They were all part of it, saying that they were going to put pressure on him. And what was the name of the other general, Andrew, that they went after? They went after him, and they held him out there for a long time, saying that they were going to put him in jail. I see his face right now. Every time we go to air,
Flynn?
General Flynn. How many times did they say that he was going to flip on Trump? And it didn't happen, because there was nothing to flip on. They were standing by truth. But this little girl, Cassidy Hutchinson, I think she's all of 25 and 26, afraid. They went to her and said, look, you're going to need an attorney, or you're going to look at going to jail. Now, I mean, if I were that young, afraid, penniless, not having any money, she was probably making $45,000 a year. And now that Trump is no longer in office, she's having to look for a job, and they're coming to her. Attorneys are telling her that we're going to subpoena you, and this is what we want to find out. And if it's not good, just think about it. Your career, your life, not your career, but your life could be over, because no one will want to hire you, because they'll say that you're a racist, that you're you're a white supremacist. So just imagine them telling this young girl this. So you need to tell us X, Y, Z. And if you do this, look at the upside, the potential. You'll have a book deal. Although you're 25 years old, you don't have a life to talk about. You have barely started living life, but you can write about your life. You will go on TV. You might be on The View. You will be a guest. You become a subject matter expert. We'll take care of you, CNN and MSNBC. So which do you want to do? You want to be penniless and called a white supremacist for the rest of your life, and your life is destroyed? Or you can play ball with us. What does she decide to do? She tries to play ball. But they're not telling you what she had said previously. Why won't they? That is a reason why I felt that Kevin McCarthy should have allowed someone to sit on that panel, even if it wasn't the people that he wanted, like Jim Jordan. He should have said, okay, fine, we'll put someone there. Because they could have countered what she was saying. They could have said, wait a minute. But on this date, you said X, Y, Z. And now you've changed. But see, a lot of Americans, they don't know that. I know about it, and I'm sharing this with you. But think of the folks in middle America. Think of the Trump supporters who don't know about this. No, they support him regardless. But when they hear someone like her coming out there, they're like, ooh, wow, that doesn't look good. It doesn't sound good. But still, Think of Bret Baier on Fox News, who came out and said that testimony was riveting and it harmed the president. Now, he had in his hands information that this girl, Cassidy Hutchinson, had lied, or that she lied when she went before this hearing because she had said something completely different. Why didn't he say, folks, you have to realize that she had said something else before they came to her and scared her and got her to lie? She's sitting before Congress lying. She's committing perjury. Why didn't Bret say that? Why didn't he challenge it? Why didn't he challenge Liz Cheney when he had Liz Cheney on his show not once, but twice? Why didn't he throw any of this out there? Why aren't any of them throwing this out there? Newsmax is doing it. This is what's happening in our society. That is a reason why I was hoping and crossing my fingers that Andrew had won the lottery, because things would have been different. And as we started out saying, if Biden is going to lie about what he said to China, what he said in Saudi Arabia, why should we believe anything these people are saying? They should just go on TikTok and make a video so that we could all laugh about it. TikTok. Trump tried to ban it. And the left and some on the right, because of their children, got all upset. Oh, don't do it. You just want to take away. You just want to control us. And now they're so stuck on TikTok because of the immediate gratification and all the hits that they get, that they can't see that it is a dangerous application. As I said, Cassidy Hutchinson, she probably has a TikTok account. And so many others on the Hill probably have TikTok accounts. But people, if you can't put all this together and look and see what's happening in our society, in our country, we're going to fall. We will fall down because they're telling you lies and you don't see it. How is it for years we knew what the definition of a recession is, and now they're changing it? And you have people going along with it saying, oh, well, yeah, maybe we do need to look at the details. We have never said that. When Trump was in office, we didn't see them saying, look into the details. They never once said it. But now it's okay to say it? Karine Jean-Pierre, she's, oh, well, it's a soft recession and it's this. And they're saying it because they're saying, whoa, look at all the jobs. How can we be in a recession? We have jobs. Well, because the jobs are the jobs that we had when people left their jobs during the great shutdown, that we now know, according to all studies from Harvard and Georgetown, that shutdowns do absolutely nothing, nothing at all. It don't stop the spread. We knew this before the shutdown. Bill Gates knew it. He did a symposium at TEDx, and he even said it, that shutdowns don't work. But yet and still, we move towards shutdowns. And no one's thinking about it. No one's looking at how the society has been decimated. They're just moving along the same way. No one is saying anything about Joe Biden saying that if you get the vaccine and if you're boosted, you won't get COVID. That people who haven't gotten it, they're the ones who are giving people COVID. But now we're seeing that people who have had the vaccine are probably the spreaders. But no one is saying anything about it. We're just moving along. We move from one instance to the next, refusing to stop and dissect the truth, refusing to stop and say, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. Logically, it doesn't make any sense. But these are the same people who are redefining what a woman is. You have psychiatrists, you have psychologists, you have doctors that are saying some women can have penises. Some men can have vaginas. Some men can have periods. Just with a short space of time, this is happening. We know it's not true. You cannot change your gender, your sex. It just can't happen unless you can change your chromosomes. And you can't do that. But do not doubt. Do not doubt that you got some mad scientist like Dr. Fauci in some laboratory trying to change the chromosomes. Do not doubt it. I think it was Dr. Marty Carrick, had said, they were saying that man can't have babies. He said, no, right now they can't. He said, but don't doubt that eventually they will try to take a woman's womb and put it inside a man, because we know that a fetus can live outside the body. They will try to take it, put it in a man during the gestation period, which is 9 months. And then once the 9 months is over, then remove it and say a man had a baby. Do not doubt it. We have a lot of weird scientists, Frankenstein scientists out there. And Andrew, they will do it.
Yeah, well said, Rob. If you're looking for optimal performance in your day-to-day activities, check out Healthy Cell. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, which is the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Rob and I did, and we are so happy we tried Healthy Cell. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. Comes in great tasting gel packs. Go to healthycell.com and check out the great products. And you can save 20% off with the code OUTLOUD. Healthycell.com, promo code OUTLOUD. Save yourself 20% off. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
Is a record player the best way to listen to music? Of course not. So why are you still taking vitamins that haven't been upgraded since the 1930s? Even if your vitamins aren't hard to swallow, it's time to upgrade to Healthy Cell's pill-free, patent-pending microgel supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. They taste great, convenient on the go, and they're more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years. Brush, floss, repeat. We're told to use fluoride, which doesn't really address the acid-creating bacteria. That is where the dentist-recommended Spry Dental Defense System shines. Spry products contain xylitol, a natural sugar, which helps get rid of those nasty, smelly, acid-creating bacteria in our mouth. The best way to care for your teeth and gums is by using Spry. The Spry Dental Defense System has a wide variety of products. Toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and chewing gums that are designed to work together to keep your teeth clean and mouth healthy and smelling sweet all day long. To get your oral care back on track in an easy, effective, and very tasty way, switch to Spry today. Ask your dentist about xylitol and the Spry products. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural product retailers.
Folks, we're back with the last half of After Dark with Rob and Andrew. What I want to talk about now, you know, usually the last half, we always have a little fun. And I think we've been having fun through it the entire show. But I want to talk about the tournament, golf tournament at Trump's Clubhouse in Bedminster, New Jersey. I've never been to Bedminster, but I hear that it is a lovely place and that Trump's house there is extremely nice. Before Trump became the president, everyone loved Trump. And they love Bedminster. And they said, oh, look at all the beautiful things he's bringing. Now, needless to say, once he became president, they started turning their backs on him, saying, oh, he's no good. And why? Well, because he has started making America great again. And some people would say, well, we never knew America was bad. Well, people didn't appreciate America. They were taking America for advantage, taking advantage of America, that is, and everything that she has to offer. Look at Brittany Griner. She's still cooling her heels in jail. And I want her to stay there, Andrew, for a little while longer. I know they're trying to, do a prison exchange, a doctor death for her and someone else, but I don't think that's fair. The person that they're going to exchange for her, I mean, this guy tried to kill Americans. He was on a warpath to kill as many Americans as possible. Brittany, well, she got caught. It's her fault. You do the crime, you do the time. Let her stay there. Why do we want to bring her back here? If we bring her back here, we're going to put her in jail? I mean, whenever we release these prisoners, do these prison exchange, 9 times out of 10, the person that we're giving up, they're really bad. And they go back and then they continue to plot. And in this case with Brittany, I think she'll come here and she'll probably go on the circuit pooping all over American values again. Because I don't think she quite gets it yet, Andrew. She doesn't get it. Because this little episode of her saying that she had COVID and she had to have this and that, I think that's a big lie. No, she needs to stay there a little while longer. Even if she were to stay, I'd say for another, I mean, she's been there since February, March, April, May, June, July, for like about 6 months. I need her to be there for at least a year. Yeah, a good year. I would say a little longer because I think she's going to get 10 years. Yeah. And, you know, with some people complaining, saying that it's America's fault that she's there because if they would go to their games, the women's games, she wouldn't be there, but she has to go there to make a living. Well, let's try this on. Why don't you tell women to put their asses in the seats when they're playing, and then they would have more people going to see them? I mean, they want to attack men and say that men won't go and see them play. Men go. But from looking at the research, it's the women who won't go and support them. Not my fault. But see, they want to blame men for everything. Oh, blame the men. They don't want to see them play. They're just as good. Well, I was listening to Donald Trump, and maybe he was onto something, that if he owned a team or was coaching a team, he would convince LeBron James, who's supposed to be the stellar athlete. I still like Michael Jordan, don't like LeBron James. And I guess I don't like LeBron James because of his politics. And I've said before on the show, and as Laura Ingraham said, LeBron, just dribble the ball, shut up and dribble. And I hear he's now trying to patent shut up and dribble to make money. But I digress. But Trump said, and I think you called this to my attention, Andrew, that he would convince LeBron James he wouldn't even have to like change any of his sexual parts to say, hey, you know, I'm a transsexual. Just say, oh, I'm a woman. And I'm tired of playing the men's sports. I want to now play in the women's sports. There was a movie, Juana Man, that came out, I think, in 2000, about a man who couldn't make it on the men's team. He decided to make it on the female basketball team. And he was like just dunking on everyone. And they didn't like it. Who would have known that fast forward today and reality, the same thing would be happening or could happen? So Trump is saying that he would convince LeBron James to play in the WNBA. And man, just think of all the awards. And you talk about asses in the seat. People would go see that every night, Andrew. Can you imagine? I mean, who would want to miss that? LeBron James. He's playing on the women's team. And he's dunking. He's doing this and doing that. Oh, Mike. See, Trump is always thinking ahead. He's always thinking ahead. Now, LeBron James so far hasn't responded, but I'm wondering if he's considering it. Oh, maybe one of his sons. Think they could play. They start playing, get injured, and say, oh, I can't make this. I'm going to just change. I'm going to switch over. Or maybe, what is the guy's name? Dwayne Wade. Maybe his son. I'm just thinking this out. Maybe his son, who's Zaya, who claims to be a girl, who's transitioning, I think that's child abuse. He's a kid. And they started this nonsense when he was 10. Maybe he will grow up, find a liking for basketball, and then he will play on the WNBA. Or Magic Johnson's son. Maybe he'll do it. Because have you seen his son? He's, I think he's transgender.
I have seen his son, but I don't know if he's in the kind of physical condition to where he would even be good in the NBA.
Well, I was going to
say, he's a big guy.
I was going to say he's a big guy, but does it matter, Andrew? Does it matter? He's a male. And we know that men outperform females when it comes to sports. Look at the transgender who's swimming, Leah Thomas. I mean, she's like schooling those girls. And I remember they said that there was a soccer team, the U.S. soccer team, with that woke girl in it, that they played against some 12-year-old boys, and the boys beat the heck out of them. But they, no one wants to talk about that, that they beat them. Megan Rapone, that they played up against some 12-year-old boys, and the boys schooled them. No one wants to talk about it.
Yeah, that's the thing for me with women's sports. I'm a sports fan. I try to catch whatever I can. But the contrast in quality of play between men and women is just so vastly superior on the men's side of things. The women's game is just quite frankly boring. I mean, why do you want to watch women pass the ball up and down the floor when they can't do a third of the things that the men could do? And as you just mentioned with a soccer team losing to 12-year-olds, I do think a high school basketball team of boys would be a WNBA women's team. I think that's the disparity in athleticism between the two. And why would men want to watch that? Why would they want to watch an inferior product when they can just watch the NBA, which is way better athletes each and every time out? So I think that, like Rob said, women need to start getting asked, why aren't you watching the WNBA, instead of blaming men who already have the NBA, who funds the WNBA because of how successful it is and how much money the WNBA loses. The NBA actually has to fund it. Why aren't women going to these WNBA games? And I can tell you why. It's because the quality of play sucks, and even women don't want to watch it.
You're right. Let's just be truthful. But they want to attack men and say that, man, they're being biased, they're being sexist. It's like, no, we're not. We want to see players that are really good. I remember when they first started forming these WNBA teams, and I would see people, oh, I'm going. And this is just me. I don't like seeing women play basketball. Does nothing for me. Swimming, that's fine. But it's just, I maybe I'm being a sexist. I just think basketball is a men's sport at that level. Now, if women want to play, that's fine. But when I see women coming on the court, walking like thugs, yeah, I'm saying it, you know, walking like he-men, it's a big turnoff. And then there was a story that came out, I think about a year ago, that one of the players said that she was intimidated and she was bullied by some of the other players. She said, because a lot of them are lesbians. No, I didn't say that. She said it. And she said that they would taunt her because she wasn't. When you look at the players, I'm sorry, they behave masculine. And I read the other day, there was a one of these big box churches, these ministers, T.D. Jakes. Have you heard of T.D. Jakes, Andrew?
No, I haven't.
T.D. Jakes is a black minister in Dallas, in Texas, Dallas, Texas. And he was George Bush Jr. would always mention him. I mean, he's a rather charismatic preacher. And he's done a lot of movies like Woman Thou Art Loose and Diary of a Mad Black Woman. You should look him up. And because a lot of people have him on their radar. And he gave a sermon a week or so ago. And he was saying that they're making women masculine. And a lot of people didn't like that. In particular, he said they're making black women masculine, making them rough, rough edges. People were in uproar because, again, he's a renowned black bishop and he's out there. He makes movies and he's invited to the White House. I think he's probably back. What's his name? Biden. And Biden's probably invited him to the White House. I think he was at Biden's inauguration. Can't remember. But anyway, people came out and they started attacking him because of what he was saying. And I'm like, well, as they say, if you throw rocks in a pack of dogs, if no one barks, but if a dog doesn't bark, the dog wasn't hit. But if a dog barks, a dog was hit. So I think with that sermon, someone got hit because they started barking. Oh, how dare he say this? It's truth. You look around you, look at how they're putting women out there. Men are toxic, but they're okay with women having this rough edge. They want women to men to walk around all flowery and, you know, metrosexual men. And I don't like it. I don't get it. It makes no sense. when they had the football players. Oh, we can wear pink. Okay, that's fine. I have nothing against you wearing pink. We want to tone down the plays. And I had called this earlier on when they started saying that football is too rough. Football is too this. And people are getting hurt. And I said, wait a minute. You've known this for how long? It's a tough sport. If you don't like it, don't play it. Plain and simple. If you're going to play it, make certain you get insurance because you're going to get so many knocks upside the head that it's not going to be good. But Andrew, do you see people complaining about boxing? Look at the hits that they take. No one complains about boxing. Why? Look at Mike Tyson. Look at all the hits he took. But for football, they want to complain. No, they're getting hits. They don't complain about the folks in hockey. I mean, I don't get it. But all these other the sports like football, which is America's favorite pastime, people love football. They love football over soccer. I don't care how many times you try to get the soccer feel, oh, soccer this, soccer that, it ain't going to happen. People like football. I remember having friends from overseas, from India, from Malaysia, Japan, England, no matter where. They loved American football. But see, Americans don't like it. You know why? Well, not Americans, but some. The woke crowd. You know why? Because they don't have a transgender in football. They don't have a quarterback who happens to be gay. Now, I know over time, a lot of people have come out and say, oh, I'm gay and I'm playing sports. But they haven't gotten that recognition. But do not doubt me when I say this. The moment a quarterback, and it has to be a star quarterback, comes out and says, oh, by the way, I'm gay, I'm a trans, and I'm dating someone. Oh, they would love it. They would love it. And they would, oh, we got to support this team. They're trying to change America. They want to change our values. They want to change who we are as people. Now, I'd opened up with every intention, as I'd mentioned to you, Andrew, of talking about Trump's bet minister in the Gulf. So I want to try to end on that because there's something here that I want to point out is that how they have these 9/11 families that are outside protesting at Trump's clubhouse in Bedminster because of the Saudi Arabia golf club that's there playing. And man, these guys are going to make a lot of money. So you have these Saudi Arabia families who had members that were killed during the 9/11 attacks coming up protesting, saying, oh, this is not right, this doesn't look good, and blah, 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 blah. And it's probably about 10, not a whole lot of people. Because people have other things to do. It's like, you got paid out, go sit down. It's what happened to your family, please hear me, is unfortunate. Because 9/11 is a very, that should have never happened. And for people to compare what happened on January 6th to 9/11, I'm going to say it, you're not American, and you're just playing along to fit along. You're just trying to score points. That's it. Because there's no way you can compare January 6th to 9/11. Now, if you want to compare what happened to during the summer, the spring of 2020, 2021, that's fine because people die, unfortunately. But back to my story before we have to close. So you got people out there protesting and saying, oh, it's not fair. We don't like this. But Andrew, where were these people protesting outside the White House when Biden went to Saudi Arabia begging them for oil? Begging them for oil, bending the knee. And he already knew before he went there that they were tapped out. Where are these people when Biden is trying to work out a deal with Iran for more oil output? Where are they? Where is the media to call them out? Nowhere to be found. The only reason why they want to call out the whole Bedminster golf tournament and protest out there, it's because of Trump. The PGA thought, well, we're going to take away his source of income. He can't make money. But then when the Saudi Arabians came in, the Saudis came in and said, oh, well, hey, we can outdo that and you'll still make money. Oh, man, we messed up again. Let's get the 9/11 victim family out there. Let's get a few of them out there to protest. How many will do it? That's the only reason why. Remember the Trump Hotel in D.C.? He'll never be able to sell that because it's losing money. Lo and behold, he was able to sell it for a profit. They got mad about it. And now they want to stop him from running for the presidency so that he can't make America great again, so that America could stand on its own and not be a laughingstock because of Joe Biden, who has dementia, who doesn't know if he's going or coming, who's probably pooping in his pants, who flies away to Delaware every weekend to get shot up with vitamin B, who wants to always bring up Jan 6 to get people riled up, who now wants to buy votes by saying, oh, we're going to pay up your student loans. But look who's going to bear the brunt of it. Taxpayers. We're going to bear. And he's just buying votes. And I heard also that a majority of the people that will benefit from it are people like AOC, who owes $50,000 of student debt, Ilhan Omar, who owns $50,000 of student debt, Rashid Tlaib, who has $100,000 of student debt. So do you not think that they're going to benefit from that? Folks, please wake up. Stop believing the lies that they're telling you. Because they're profiting and you're going to the poorhouse. Remember what a recession is. 2 quarters of no growth, which is what we're in, Andrew.
Yeah, and we're still 3 million jobs short of what we were when President Trump was president before the pandemic took place. So all this talk you hear of Joe Biden and growing the economy, the only reason that he added jobs at all, as they say, was because the Democrat governors reopened their states when he got into office. Thank you for joining us on After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud, which, as always, is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you stream your podcast. Please like and subscribe or go to AmericaOutLoud.com. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.